Welcome back. You're listening to No One's Legal Radio on CKUT's Off the Hour. We're at 90.3 FM in Montreal, www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. What we were just listening to is the first version of the Talking Mural, an audio representation of a mural that represents the struggle of Kader Belouni against deportation, his continued resistance, as well as the struggle of migrants in the 21st century. The last voice you heard during that audio collage was the voice of Kader, and we're now joined by phone from the St. Gabriel's Church by Kader. Kader, welcome to No One's Legal Radio.
Thank you.
Kader, do you have any first impressions after listening to that audio version representing the mural? I'm sure so many of your friends who were involved in the mural have described the mural to you, but that's another way of representing it. I'm wondering if you could just share any impressions you might have.
Yeah, I'm very touched. I heard Frida, she's talking, and Sarita, and it's very touched, but when I can't see it, just I touch it with my hand, and it makes sense for me, but I don't have all the idea. But at least I have some idea. I feel this is good project. It's an amazing project and successful, you know. And it's something. It's something. How can I say? It's really, really good project.
Frida was speaking with us earlier live in studio, and she mentioned that, like a lot of the good ideas that come out of the committee, this idea came from you. Could you go back to that moment when this idea was proposed to come up with a mural to represent the struggle?
Yeah, it's, you know, I had the old idea in my mind, like before I lost my vision. I saw something like this in Algeria, and maybe it's not, maybe I saw that in TV, I do remember well, but I saw something like this. And but when I saw like the artists came together and the hall and put like everything together, and I remember it was so amazing. And this project stayed on my mind, and that's why I was talking with the group, my committee and support, and I said, listen, we can do mirror. It's like artists think, and we ask the people came to see it. And but my idea, it was on the hall and the basement of the church. And some friends said this is a good idea, but we can make it more, we can move it other place to other place. And that's what happened. And the ideas came together, and everybody loved this idea. I appreciate it a lot. That's why now we have this project. It's a good project. Like today, like Frida, she mentioned to you, like little while, she said, like she talked about the CJEP from Mary, I don't know what's the name of the CJEP.
Marianopolis.
Marianopolis. That means today the students at least have some idea, and and it's a help for students to have for, you know, it's not only for me. This is a good project for, now it came more like, I don't know if I have good words, it's like, it is very très demandé, like a request. We put it after we try to put it in the and the metro, maybe and the gyms like OMCE, and we try to put it in the schools, and yeah.
Kader, today's show is focused on resistance to deportations through sanctuary. Obviously, as we speak to you, you can't be with us. You're actually a CKUT colleague as well. You do your own show from the church. But we focused earlier on the show on the case of Lambar Singh, who I know you wrote a note of support for him and have been following his case, and he's returned. Do you have any thoughts to share with us hearing this very, you know, very bittersweet news, something that is understandable, but at the same time very, you know, very sad but it's something I think we need to, you know, deal with openly. And your thoughts, as you heard about Lambar, who had to go back to India.
Listen, I understand his feeling. I understand, and I cheer with him his feeling too. And if I have a little solution like him, I want to go back too. That's, I don't have any solution. That's why I have nothing. I'm not here, and I understand his decision. I really, really understand his decision. And yeah, I understand his decision, but like, I'm agree what he did, because he has a family. He has, I'm think if I have like him family who take care of me, I want to go back too. Because it's so hard. It's so hard. It's so hard. It's not easy. It's so hard. I understand why he's suffering. I'm suffering either. I'm suffering like him. And I suffering like 3 years almost, I think. And yeah. And I'm think his support and he understand his, I'm think he understand his feeling and his decision. Yeah. And that's, I'm thinking he did sweet decision.
Kader, we're getting to the end of our show. I want to thank you for joining us and sharing your thoughts again. I encourage listeners, again, you're also a CKUT programmer, an off-the-hour programmer.
It's going to be in 21 this month.
The November 21st, so stay tuned.
21st, yeah.
Mark down your calendars for Radio Sanctuary. And this talking mural, Kader, is a work in progress. It's all in English right now, but we'll be adding other artists to the talking mural. And as that mural hopefully is shown more and more in the city, there will be different ways that people can learn about your struggle and how your struggle represents struggles of all sorts of migrants. So, Kader, thanks. Thanks for joining us on
Bye,
Daily Kader.
Radio.
Bye, Frida.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Kader. Lashpa.
Take care. Bye-bye.